Pakistani police and military personnel are on high alert today following yesterday's attack on a Christian church in Islamabad that killed 5 and wounded nearly 50. Among the dead were an American woman and her teenage daughter. Investigators suspect that one of those killed was the person who threw grenades into the church, located just a few hundred yards from the U.S. Embassy. Islamabad Police Chief Nazir Khan Durrani says there's evidence suggesting the killer died on the scene.
No one has seen any person going out of the church after the incident so far. We have some of the private security guards on the nearby enclave in the plaza and some other people also. So no one has seen anyone.
NPR Steve Inskeep is in Islamabad. How strongly do police believe the attacker killed himself?
Bob, police here have what they believe is strong circumstantial evidence. The first piece of it you just heard, no one saw the man leave the church after the bombing, even though the church had its own security guards, and this is an area with many other police and security guards. The U.S. Embassy, of course, was right down the street. In addition, now that a day has passed, there's an additional piece of information. No one has come to claim the body of this dead man. Of course, the other bodies have been claimed. There was extreme damage to the body, which suggests the possibility that explosives went off in the person's hands. Now, none of this is conclusive, and U.S. officials say that they are still checking. But today, Bob, this body remains in a hospital here in Islamabad, Pakistan, under heavy guard, and doctors are taking a look at it, and perhaps law enforcement officials as well, and trying to see if they can gain any more evidence that way.
Did the attacker act alone?
Investigators are still checking on that, but there's a little bit of new information about how this attack took place. A source familiar with the investigation tells us that someone scouted out this church in advance. Now, according to witnesses, a man may have walked in and then back out of the church before the bombing. Police are not sure if this is the same guy, and that's one of the reasons they feel that it's possible there's more than one attacker. But in any event, this detail is chilling simply because this was considered just about the safest street anywhere in Pakistan. There was security everywhere because of the Western embassies nearby, and yet someone walks in and out of a church, goes back in again apparently, and starts throwing grenades. And as police point out, in this situation, there's very little you can do. It's a public place.
Wonder if he knew there were Americans in the congregation.
He certainly would have if he thought about it at all. The U.S. Embassy is right down the street. It is frequented by a number of U.S. diplomats. But until recently, there would not have been so many Americans there. Americans here were on a state of high security alert after the September 11th attacks on the United States. The families of U.S. Embassy personnel were sent home for a couple of months. And some of them had just begun coming back in the last couple of weeks. And so there would have been fewer Americans in that congregation. It's not clear if any attacker would have known that, but in any event, if they were trying to kill Americans, they had good timing.
Does this pose any sort of threat to Pakistan and the government of Pervez Musharraf?
It depends on who the attackers are and what else they have planned. Now, right now, police say that their leading suspects in their mind are what they describe as international terrorists, someone from Al-Qaeda, someone connected to Osama bin Laden, perhaps someone connected to the former Taliban in Afghanistan. Authorities acknowledge that some Taliban leaders have fled into Pakistan after the collapse of the Taliban in Afghanistan. There are some other suspects closer to home here in Pakistan. There are several Islamic militant groups which have been blamed for terrorist attacks in the past and have been banned by Pakistan's president, and that has led them to battle Pakistan's government in some cases.
Didn't the government jail many members of those groups?
Oh, yeah, about 2,000 of them, a little bit more, as a matter of fact. But now they're having to be released, many of those suspects, for lack of evidence. And it appears that very few, if any, leaders of these groups actually were rounded up by the Pakistani police. So police acknowledge they still have a lot of work to do to crack down on these groups.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in Islamabad.